It's the Lake 940. Do you remember where you were 40 years ago today? The blizzard of 78. And joining us from weatherblast.com, you might remember him from Channel 5, meteorologist Mark Rosenthal. Mark, what is your biggest memory from the blizzard of 78?
Wow, boy, the biggest memory for me, I was 23 years old. I was working at Channel 5, and it was a superstorm. I'd already been there about 6 years, and I just remember working on a weekend, and I was doing weekend radio for Bob Copeland and Bob Ryan at the time, looking at this superstorm. We only had a few computer models back then, but one of the models was going for this superstorm, and I remember talking to Harvey Leonard, then, who I think was at Channel 7 doing weekends, and we're talking about the fact that we were just going to get annihilated.
How has forecasting changed in the last 40 years? A lot more computers now, I bet.
Boy, you know, something, when I first started at Channel 5 in 1972, I was just a kid, and all we had in terms of equipment was an old fax machine that would grind out facsimile weather charts and a clunky old, you know, teletype that printed out hourly observations, forecasts, and bulletins, and what have you. We didn't even really have radar at the time. So now, of course, we have Doppler radar. We have supercomputers. Instead of having two or three, you know, computer models, we have probably about 25 to 30 models. And like, instead of going out 48 hours, they go out to 10 days. So it's really been an incredible leap in some of the technology that we use today.
Do you think we've seen a storm as big as the blizzard of 78 since then?
Well, I think we've seen the storm as big as that, although there were so many factors that came together. For example, the storm was fairly large in size, but it stalled. It stalled south of Nantucket for about 24 hours. So with that kind of a setup in a major high-pressure area north of us, that was the reason for the very strong northeast wind and the devastating coastal flooding. That was another big part of the storm, was the flooding because of the wind and also because of the new moon. So the tides were very astronomically high. So those elements that came together, we haven't seen that setup for quite some time. It's, you know, it's really a rarity when you get a storm of that magnitude to stall south of you and just continually pump in moisture from the Atlantic Ocean.
And what has Mark Rosenthal been up to lately?
Well, I sort of got off of TV. I think my last gig on TV was in 2011 at New England Cable News. But now I have about 12 radio stations that I do weather on around New England. And I have my website. I could actually do green screen TV from my home, my home office. And my site's called weatherblast.com. I try to update it at least once a day, and of course much more during stormy periods, rather, so you can see me then.
Sounds good. Mark Rosenthal, weatherblast.com. Thanks for taking some time for us on this 40th anniversary of the Great Blizzard of 1978.
You're more than welcome.
Check out more memories from local people and add your own at lake940.com.